Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June the 6th. The grains closed higher with July corn up 9 cents, closing at 427 and a quarter, just a quarter cent off its highs. July beans up 6 1/4 cents, closing at 1138 and a quarter, and July wheat up 10 and a quarter cents, closing at 507 and a half. December corn was up a dime, closing at 430. November beans were up 20 and a half cents, closing over $11 at 1105 and three quarters. I thought these were very strong closes. The July beans weren't as strong as everything else. I think we saw a lot of guys rolling out of July into November beans here. On the day, November gained about 14 cents on the beans. November gained 14 on the July. And again, I think that's just guys rolling out of July into November. Also, you know, the December corn, very strong. November beans, strong. I think it's a function of the drier forecast. The 3 to 5 day forecast is showing warmer temps, but a few scattered rains by the weekend, 90 to 92 degree temps by the weekend. But in the 6 to 10 day, they've got it hotter and drier. And you know, I think it's going to excite the bulls who are all looking for La Nina out here. So I think the market performs extremely well. December corn did leave a gap here this morning. We'll see if it gets filled in the next 2 days. We could see a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. Wouldn't surprise me. But, you know, the funds are long 150,000 corn. You know, they've been long 350,000, 400,000 contracts. So if they really want this stuff, you know, we can move significantly higher. And I think, you know, frankly, we can move higher out here. They're long 200,000 beans. There's room there. They're only long 35,000 oil, 75,000 meal. So again, there's room there. They're still short the wheat. They're short 60, 70,000 contracts of wheat, even after today. So I think, you know, we can push this wheat certainly up to 530 to 540 on fund short covering. If they want to go long, then I think we'll look at, you know, 580 to 590, somewhere in that range. So I don't see anything particularly bearish out here at the moment. Again, we could see a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow, but I think in the long term, with the hotter, drier forecasts, the market's going to be pretty well supported on the breaks out here. Export sales this morning were disappointing. On the beans, 98,000. That's old crop, one of the reasons why they might have sold the July and bought the Novembers. Corn was 10.06, a little bit light but not bad. Wheat 390, again a little bit light but not bad. So we'll see where we can go here. See if we get any Chinese buying, but overall the markets look like they want to move higher, and I don't see any reason why we can't do that. Maybe through June 29th, the day before the report. So we do have the USDA on Friday. We'll get some updates there. Again, on any given report, we could shake this thing out a little bit. But I think ultimately, as long as the weather stays hot and dry, the pros are going to be buying the breaks out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.